Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Apostle Austin, I want to welcome you to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. Holy be to God. This is our power prayer. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Dolly Bundage, wonderful woman of God. Today is Wednesday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our right. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. King's kingdom shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Father, beautiful Christian Savior, excuse me, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the heart to care, eyes to see and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it once again. I'm excited, hallelujah to God, to be here with the Prayer Deliverance Ministry, Circle of Friends. Hallelujah to God, it's Wednesday. It's the 11th day already of March, in the year of our Lord, 2000. Hallelujah to God, eh? 20. It's a wonderful time to be alive. Lots of things are going on. thank God that for the God that we serve, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hallelujah to God, that many of us had made that decision one day that we needed a Savior. You know, the old song, in times like this, we need a Savior. In times like this, we need the Bible. It says, be very sure that your anchor hold and grip the solid rock, which is Jesus, hallelujah to God. I'm all excited about being here today, trying to contain myself because of the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I thank God for it on this Wednesday morning. Thank you, God, for you. Thank you, God, for the teaching that went on this week, hallelujah to God, so far. The best part about it is we're not done. God has given us another hour of power of prayer on this Wednesday morning, hallelujah to God. And I pray that you have called someone and text someone, hallelujah to God, and let them know that Prayer Deliverance Ministry, that the table of the Lord is spread here, that the intercessors get together 6 o'clock in the morning every time that the Lord would send another 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 days a week. We're happy to come out here and praise the Lord. I'm excited about what God's doing. The scripture of the week, hallelujah to God, that God has blessed us to reflect on this week, hallelujah to God. Many might be still on fasting, but it's a fast day here, hallelujah to God. We're just glad to be here, to be in the service, to do God's work, hallelujah to God, and to do the will of God, hallelujah to God, while we're here this morning. Glory to God. I was thinking on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done, hallelujah to God. I was praising God because it was just a miracle, hallelujah to God, how God just blesses and how he's moving by his spirit now, how he's blessed here. That scripture was in Matthew 5, I believe it was 39, and verses 39 to 42. It was a very interesting story, a very short reading. It was to the point. I thank the Lord for the blessing of yesterday, how Pastor Dowling expounded on it very well. Hallelujah to God. I got the little sniffles here this morning. You have to excuse me, making all kinds of noise here in the background. Now, she had brought out various points of what was what was going on at this time in Jesus' life, and it was very good teaching. It was very edifying, and I thank God, because we go through things every day, hallelujah, that we wake up, hallelujah to God, and we come to the broadcast, and God be working miracles, and God be blessing, and God be answering prayers, and they are on a numerical, can't count the blessings. Every now and then, the mind would go back and it would focus in. It would begin to pick up what God is doing in our lives and what he's doing on the broadcast. Just one thing to encourage you today, to hold fast on to God's unchanging hand. We had picked up the story here. It was Jesus came on to them, and I think he went to Jairus' house. I think it was Jairus. No, it had something to do with it there. Hallelujah to God. And he came to the people, and I believe, and you look at the story, a lot of things happened in this fifth chapter here. And what happened was that the story just picks up here in the middle of a story, picks up in the middle of a story. It picked up and it says that, and when Jesus, we speak about Jesus, it says, and when he had came in, he said unto them, he said, why make ye to do ye and weep? The damsel is not dead, but she is they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put, and when it, okay, hallelujah. It says, but when he had put them all out, he took the father and he took the mother and the damsel. Then he went with them and entered into the damsel and entered into the damsel. Oh, he entered where the damsel was. I'm sorry about that.
Was lying,
okay. Then he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Tabitha Kumai, which is interpreted damsel, I say to thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose. The damsel arose, hallelujah. And the damsel was about 12 years of age, hallelujah. They was astonished. And this phone is active. And they was astonished. But they said that she had rose up and she had lived. This I was impressed by, because every time that you go back to God's word, that's why I say it's a living God. He's a living God that we serve. Every time that you would go back and read over the story of it, you would become empowered, hallelujah to God. God will begin to bless you, hallelujah to God. And what I got out of it was I looked back a couple of chapters and I see what Jesus had entered into the city of the Gadarenes earlier. And this was where the man was in the tomb. He was bound with legions, which was demons, about 6,000 of them to a legion. And the man, he was bound with chains and feathers. You heard the story. And Jesus loosed the man. He said, Jesus, what have thou to do with me, you know? And he said, who art thou? He identified him. He said, legion, that we are many. He said, and they begin to speak. And he came to torment him to the time. But the thing was, they had rebuked him for them to leave. They said, if you cast us out of here at this time, before the time it was, because there's a time of reckoning for all things. So can we go into the swine? You know, so as they rebuked the spirit and they left out of him, there was a flock of swines there. The Jews were dealing with swines back then, or with pigs back then. And that spirit just ran into them, and they ran violently down into the water, and they were choked in the sea, hallelujah to God. So there was all kinds of spirit. When you get the legions, when you get the demons, those are very destructive demons. They kill and they destroy. There was a murdering spirit, there was a suicide spirit, and they just went and they were choked. And the people told, they asked Jesus to leave the coast. A lot of times in Jesus' ministry, when people see the power of God, and when they see the manifestation of God's power, pardon me, they be more interested in what is done. They look for some fault. They look for something to accuse you of. They try to feed you something negative that wouldn't be noticeable what he have done. They went and told it in the city, and when they came, they asked Jesus to leave the coast. A lot of times, you lose friends. You say, it's all right. But when they see that God is just there in your life, hallelujah to God, when God is just there in your life, they would stay back from you. But if a problem come up, well, they'll come back. So you leave it, and when you departed from there, the Bible does not define whether it was the same day or not. He got into a ship, and he went to another city, and that's where the crowd came, knew that Jesus was there, and they were getting miracles worked on. And in that same story there is where the lady with the issue of blood was. And she touched the hem of the garment, and you know the story there, another miracle went on. Miracles don't save people, but miracles arise, they arise. Some get saved after the miracles perform on them, but others see miracles. And they hear about the miracles, and they come see us like spectators. And she was made whole. She went to worthless positions. You know the story. And what happened was that she was made whole. She went to where it puts positions. Then he went to Jairus' daughter. He came in onto them because the daughter had died. And he sets the scripture proclaim very clearly that they were there. And a lot of times they said, this is it, she has died. This is the situation. The people were there crying. And Jesus knew the power that he had possessed. And he knew that he was the Son of God. He knew what he was going to do, because most of this here was before the foundation of the world. It was going to, these things are coming to pass. And nothing takes God by surprise. So he put them out. He got into a private place. I believe Pastor was speaking on this even on yesterday. But when he got to that place where he was by himself, they had laughed at him. And at this time, they heard that, you know, people had come back from the dead, and other people, and a lot of stories when people were raised from the dead, you know, as you come through the history of the Bible. And they have heard of it. But when he told her to rise, they were still yet astonished and amazed. That's the story. When you are saved, what I want to say, I want to make it quick so we can get through that. When you are saved, when you're filled with the fullness of God, and when a man's ways please God, or when a woman's ways please God, hallelujah to God, he makes your enemies at peace with you, hallelujah to God. Power is in your life. The Bible declares they that live godly shall suffer persecution. The Bible is there. It's our history that God did it then. He would do it again. Hallelujah to God. That you have to stay encouraged at this time and know that God will deliver you. A lot of people are at which end, hallelujah, a lot of them are stressed, hallelujah. A lot of them have as the Bible says, some trust in the horses, some trust in chariots, but we trust in the Lord. Some of them, they're controlled by the stock market. It goes up and down, hallelujah to God, because there's a virus in the ear. There's a plague there. They are spending a lot of times in the news explaining about the wash your hands and everything. But we are the ecclesia. We are the called out one. We are the ones that are called by the name of God. We are members of his body, hallelujah to God. This evil should not come nigh our dwelling, because the Lord is our God. Want to be encouraged, and though this Ebola virus that was just another one that God took care of. This coronavirus, hallelujah to God, don't let it dampen your joy. Keep on rejoicing. Keep on praising the Lord. And I thank God, because every time when it gets to this point where you will begin to feel in a certain way and you don't have that joy in the morning, hallelujah to God, you get up and you praise the Lord, but there's sometimes that you just get that outpouring and that spirit just fall upon you that you can't hardly contain, hallelujah to God. And you rejoice in the Lord and you give him the praise, the honor, the glory, and the praise. And on yesterday, I greatly rejoiced when the pastor had opened the line up and when the lady had given her testimony, and joy began to fill, another burst of joy, another burst of energy, hallelujah to God. The refreshing has came from the presence of the Lord to know that a prayer request was answered. He answered many prayer requests, but this one, when she began to speak the truth of God's word and what had happened, hallelujah to God. God have gave strong witness. I felt what they call them, goosebumps came all over, hallelujah to God, that he had did it, that he had did it for her. He would do it again, and as she gave a testimony, the joy was renewed, because God is a God that answers prayer. God is a God that hears your requests. As Jesus did these three miracles there that was performed there, gave me great courage, no matter what you're going through, hallelujah to God. And what you feel that's not going to work out is going to work out. It's going to work in your favor. Hallelujah, God. God is turning things around even this morning on this Wednesday morning that your joy might be filled. Hallelujah, God. He's protecting you. He's protecting your family. Hallelujah, God. And we have children and grandchildren. Hallelujah. And children that are down in the work area, young adults. Hallelujah, God. Everybody's not going to remember to wash their hands or remember how to shake hands and this, that, the other, but you're protected, hallelujah, God, because you're covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. So therefore, as he told them, fear not, hallelujah, God. In other words, fear not, because this, what we're going through now, it's a controlled situation, hallelujah, God. It's just a matter of time, hallelujah, God. God is getting people attention, hallelujah, God. They're here, and they're on the earth, hallelujah, God, and a lot of people feel like they can just do what they want to do, that we're not serving a living God, but a God is alive and he's well, and he's on his throne, hallelujah, God. He has blessed us to be here this morning, here on Prayer and Prayer Deliverance Ministry. He has brought again, once again, to circle together, hallelujah, that we would join our hearts together in love and begin to worship God and begin to praise God, hallelujah. And the testimony came to me and said, encourage you, just keep on doing what you're doing. People come along the way, hallelujah to God. They will laugh at the scorn that you're there, you're doing this here, and it's too early, it's too this, it's too that, it's too the other. But God have that remnant. He have those that have his seal, hallelujah to God. He have those that are washed in his blood. He have those that are committed, hallelujah to God, to serve God, hallelujah. And as we serve the Lord, he sends the miracle by. He makes it establishing himself, hallelujah to God. He worked miracles. He's changing things in life. So whatever you're looking and whatever you believe in God for, hallelujah to God, Abel Shatanakai, you'll see him, that God is working it out for you. He's always working for your highest good. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God and we praise God for what he's doing in Jesus' mighty name. We want to welcome you once again to the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. We want to go and see if Pastor Darling have something that the Lord had given her. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to continue in this hour of power of prayer here at the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry, the Circle of Friends. Hour of power of prayer. Amen. Pastor Darling, you have something that requires. Amen.
Yes, good morning,
amen,
everybody. Be here. Thank you. Of course, the word this morning, it's just wonderful to hear what God speaks, what we can believe him to do. So I do have a request for our sister Linda. Her son, I believe it's her son. In fact, I think she is online, and maybe she can tell us about it. Amen?
Amen.
Sister Linda?
This is my son. It's my son, Michael Justice.
Okay. So Michael is in the hospital and he is in need of prayer this morning.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead. Please.
I was just going to see if there's anybody else that who may need a prayer this morning. Maybe open up right now and
Your legs, okay?
Yvonne, her legs, okay?
Morning.
Okay, we're going to pray. Did she say the condition of the son? What we're praying for? We just want to make a general prayer that God will raise him up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyone else have another prayer request? We go before the Lord.
Good morning. Sister Jeannie. Asking for prayer for myself and my family. My back is really bothering me today. And my knee.
And
thank you, God bless all.
Amen. Let's go up before the Lord. And if you're here on the line and you're listening, hallelujah to God, we pray that God, that virtue of healing would just go out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Good morning, Father.
Yes,
as you said,
yes,
if we ask, we shall receive, amen. Lord, if you call us and knock on the door, shall open, asking, Lord,
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. Hallelujah to God. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. The lines are open. Hallelujah to God. The lines are open. If anyone, feels to pray, I have a prayer that you want to pray. Let us know. Hallelujah to God. If anyone have a prayer request, we do that. But if anybody have a testimony, what I want to say, testimony, they get a chance to give their testimony yesterday. Hallelujah to God. We will. We have time this morning. Glory to God. I think this little cough this morning has been down just a little bit. Hallelujah to God.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Barbara. Lord. I would love to pray. I would love to pray.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, we thank you right now. We come before your throne. We humble ourselves to you. We give you complete love and praise and thanksgiving, dear God. Not asking your hand for anything, just pouring love on you right now, God. Just thanking you and honoring you right now for everything that you are doing. Thank you for increasing our trust and our faith in you. God, I ask a special prayer of healing right now across your land, across your people, dear God. I ask right now that you bind a spirit of fear that's being invoked by media, that is being observed by this outbreak of COVID-19 coronavirus. God, we pray right now that your people and those out there who are not saved, God, we pray a shield of protection over them right now in this state, in this country, across the nation. We pray healing against any biological warfare, dear God, any demonic warfare, that we are engaged in spiritual warfare, and we die and decrease in our flesh so that you can operate freely, God. So let us walk in a peace and a confidence, dear God, not operating from fear, but from godly wisdom and discretion. Let us heighten our discernment, dear God. Listen to you closely right now, dear God, because you are our God. You are that light in the darkness that we have to walk by faith and not by sight, and allow our spirits to be keen and open and sensitive to you, God. So I pray a special prayer that you increase our sensitivity to your Holy Spirit, God. And that even as we are going through different places, that you have given us a discernment to just intercede for those that we are surrounded by, whether we're silently or whether you lead us specifically to them. And there is an interaction, dear God. Let your words be in our mouth. Let our spirit be in you so that we deliver it with gentleness and with love, dear God, by your spirit. Lord, all of this is already predestined, dear God. You knew we would be at this point before the foundation of this earth. So, God, this is an opportunity for your people to rise up, dear God, and demonstrate the power and the authority and have dominion to always pray for forgiveness and repentance, to keep our hands clean and our hearts pure, dear God, so that you can operate in the way that you have already purposed each one of us specifically, dear God, to operate in what you have called us to do. So, Lord, we thank you right now that even those businesses that are out there that are suffering because of the lack of merchandise that are being shipped, dear God, all the businesses and employees that are suffering right now, dear God, we pray that you keep them, God, supply all their needs. We ask that you just be that fence around their homes, around their children, around their extended families, dear God, each and every one of us, God. We ask, dear God, that your provision and everything that you have already blessed us with, that we will now have the opportunity to exercise our finishing faith. Our finishing faith right now, dear God, to know that and trust completely in the fact that you will be our provider, dear God. We honor and thank the hand that feeds us. So, Lord, we thank you right now for healing from the crowns of our heads to the sole of our feet. Increase the faith so that everyone out there who's in need is open to receive their healing and trust and believe so that it can manifest, so that it manifests within their bodies, dear God, that it manifests within their minds, God. Thank you right now, God, for covering every mind, for lifting those that are depressed, for lifting those that are in financial ruin and woes, dear God, who's having difficulty making ends meet, God. We pray right now that they have an open mind and heart to you, that they will first yield their finances, yield their businesses, yield their homes, yield their lives to you, dear God, and operate in obedience, dear God. Tithe, do all the things that you have said in your word to do. We can't afford to be disobedient or slack or lazy about responding to your voice right now. There is an urgency, dear God. There is an urgency. So, Lord, we thank you right now for the boldness, for the obedience, for the love, for the protection, for the covering, for each and every one of us, and for your people across the land, and that through this, the miracles that will come from the healing from someone who may have been infected or someone who may have been suffering may witness to those that are unsaved and bring them home to you. Lord, I ask this from the depths of my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that prayer. Hallelujah to God. Maybe another. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. We want you to be encouraged. Hallelujah to God. We want you to keep everyone in prayer. Hallelujah to God. That God just bless us. Hallelujah to God. I noticed that in my life, and that I see that a lot of times, that the adversary just comes around, hallelujah to God, and he's the accuser of the brother, hallelujah to God, and he brings doubt to the mind. And if you find yourself going back over things that happened in the past, hallelujah to God, that means that it's time to pray, hallelujah to God. I had a thought, I said it would have been nice if in a time like this that the those that are in authority, the President of the United States, hallelujah to God, would do like the kings used to do. They will put their whole city, the whole country on a fast, hallelujah to God, and begin to pray. I think believe Jimmy Carter did that years ago, as he asked the nation, that he had asked the country to pray for peace in the Middle East, hallelujah to God. But it's a praying time. It's time to pray at a time like this, hallelujah to God. Many things are going on, hallelujah to God. And this and the main thing right now is that this virus that is here, it's a distraction, hallelujah to God. It's a distraction, and people are panicking, hallelujah to God, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. It's time to pray, saints to God. It's time to worship the Lord. It's time to praise God, hallelujah to God. It's time to give God your all in all, hallelujah to God. It's really time for you to begin to, and I'm not saying this that you haven't, but it's time to just step it up a little bit. The asking the people, are they saved? Do they know where they're going to spend eternity? Have they received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah to God. A lot of things are moving quite rapidly, and in rapid succession, and other things take time. Hallelujah to God. But what you believe in God for, it's there. It's there for you. Hallelujah to God. You have to keep your praise and your prayer up there. Hallelujah. hallelujah to God. When you begin to worship God, when you begin to praise God, hallelujah to God, when you begin to walk in the Spirit of God and that anointing to just be blessing God in everything you do, hallelujah to God, you're in the presence of the Almighty God, hallelujah to God. God begins to work now. People would come by, they would begin to feel that presence of the Lord emanate from you, hallelujah to God. And God be bringing people by, hallelujah to God, to say a word or two from you, because they need a word or two from you. So don't be weary and well-doing, hallelujah to God. You be encouraged. You stay out there on the battlefield working for the Lord, hallelujah to God. God got everything in control, hallelujah to God. He never lost the case. Jesus said that in his praise. He said, Lord, all that you have given all to me, I haven't lost none but one, that was the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, hallelujah to God. Other than that, everybody needs the Bible. Everybody needs a word from the Lord, hallelujah to God. If God sent them to you, hallelujah to God, you may not can solve that very case, but there's a fruit inside of you to give them a word to encourage them. Hallelujah to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for this Wednesday morning. Hallelujah. We're nearing it to the last quarter. I said, see that quite clearly. But we thank God for it. She was a pastor. Now they have something that she can take us out with. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Prayer this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. How awesome is our God in all the earth. You are great, God. You are perfect, God. In all of our ways, we shall acknowledge you, Lord. And you direct our path. My Jesus, my Jesus, we thank you so much because you have brought us here for such a time as this. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you that we know that you are our place, oh God. We can hide under the shadow of the Almighty God. And every day, oh God, we put our faith and trust in you, God. There is nothing better than knowing you, Father. We're grateful, Lord, today for all the works that you're doing throughout our lives, oh God. Each and every day, oh God, we look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I say, heal today, oh Lord, and we shall be healed, saved, Father. We shall be saved, for thou art our praise, oh God. And, Lord, we thank you that we can come boldly to your throne of grace and seek your help in the time of need, oh God. And, Lord, even when there's just peace around the world, which is very seldom that we see that around the world in this day and age, and when there's peace in our hearts and in our minds, oh God, we continue to rejoice, oh God. We continue to pray, Lord. You told us to pray without ceasing, Father, and that's what we do, oh God. When two or three are gathered together in your name, you're in the midst. So we thank you that you're in the midst of our prayers even today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that we are in agreement with you, in agreement with your word, in agreement with each and every prayer that goes forth on this prayer line, oh God, as it lines up with your word. Father, we thank you, Father, today that we seek you the more every day. We seek you, and when we seek you, we will find you, oh God, as we come before you, oh God, with fear and trembling in our hearts, oh God. We work out our own soul salvation, oh God, because we know that at one point, oh God, we will all have to come before the judgment seat of Christ, Lord. We will have to come before that judgment seat, oh God, and each one will have to answer to every deed that we have done, yes, Lord. So we're thanking you, Lord, today for souls that are coming into the kingdom, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that our mothers and fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts and uncles, our grandmothers, oh God, grandfathers, oh God, those who are coming in the future generations, God, we pray for the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, oh God. We pray for those who are in the dark place this morning, that they come to Jesus Christ, oh God. We pray, Father, today, those who are serving Buddha, those who are serving Muhammad, oh God, those who are serving gods who cannot do anything, cannot say anything, cannot see anything, that they come to the knowledge of the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we thank you, Lord, even for those who are serving Satan this morning, that they come to the knowledge of the truth, that they will realize the error of their ways, oh God. So we're believing this morning, oh God, that the darkness is being removed from around the eyes, oh God, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ, Lord. We believe, oh God, that you're taking away stones only hearts today, God, and giving hearts of flesh, oh God. We're believing today, oh God, that those, oh God, who we see doing crazy things in their lives, oh God, that they will repent and be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and be on fire for you, God, that they too will go out and tell somebody about Jesus and his love, oh God. Each and every one of our family members, oh God, we're believing, oh God, that some of them have heard the word and they have not received the word in their hearts, God. So we're thanking you, Lord, today that they come and say, what must I do to be saved, oh God? There are some of our family members who are incarcerated, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that while they're there, that they receive something from you, God. And when they come out, when they're released, oh God, that they will spread the gospel and tell of the goodness of Jesus and what you've done for them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Others in various families around the world, oh God, just need you, Father. They need you to come in and bring peace, Lord. We know, Father, today that there's turmoil all around, oh God. Turmoil in our neighborhoods, oh God, in our homes, oh God, many homes on our street, Lord. There are people fighting and cursing and hurting and beating one another, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the peace of God to come in these homes today, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray for healing in these families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, some people have held grudges for many years, oh God, 30 years back, oh God, something happened and people are holding on to those things, Lord. They need to let it go and let you fill their hearts with love, oh God. So we lose love this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. We need love in this world, oh God. We know that God is love. Love is of God, and those who do not love are not of God. So we pray for the spirit of the love of God to be around this entire universe, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, so that we can care for one another, oh God. We can share testimonies, oh God, and share the kindnesses that you have placed in our hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you give us opportunity, even each one here at this prayer and praise and deliverance ministries, oh God, that we will have opportunities to show love, oh God, to tell of Jesus and his love, Lord, that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, oh God, and many people, oh God, will receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, as King, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that people will begin to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord and we will have the love of God in our hearts today, God. Sisters and brothers are fighting one another today, God. We bind up that demonic spirit of jealousy today, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I bind that demon up right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I loose the spirit of love even for Abraham, my grandson, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray, God, today that he will truly love his brothers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that he will not do evil things, Lord, just underhanded things, oh God, in the house, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I do pray for all of my grandchildren, Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, and David, oh God, that they will have peace amongst themselves, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Young children, oh God, should love one another, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Old people should love one another, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, women who have been hurt by family members years ago, oh God, men who have been hurt by family members years ago, they're still holding on to that, God. I loose love into their hearts, oh God. I loose the spirit of forgiveness, Lord. They need to forgive and forget about the past, God, so that they can rise in you, God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, we thank you, Lord, that today that your word says vengeance belongs to you, and you shall repay, oh God. So let's not hold on to things, God. We pray, God, today that the people of God will realize and recognize that we must forgive and forget about the past, God. In the name of Jesus, and let you take care of things, God. We don't wish bad on anybody, oh God, but you do your thing, oh God. You do what you must do, oh God. You know what needs to be done, Father. But we pray, God, today that your people, oh God, who are called by your name, oh God, will humble ourselves and pray, oh God. We know that we will hear from heaven, oh God, and you heal this land, oh God. We know that you can heal today, God. In the name of Jesus, all across the land, oh God, there are people who are fretful, oh God. There are people who are unbelieving, oh God. There are people who are just afraid of life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray, Father, today that they realize, oh God, that on Christ, the solid rock, they can stand because all other ground is sinking sand, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for Jesus coming into the hearts and minds of the people today, God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord Jesus, we bless you this morning, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for healing and delivering and setting captives free today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every stronghold, oh God, that would try to intimidate your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we have the whole armor of God, that we will be able to come against every trick and scheme, every wile of the devil. In the name of Jesus, we have on our breastplate of righteousness, we have our loins girt about with truth, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have on that helmet of salvation. We have the shield of faith, oh God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we're covered by Jesus Christ when we have on that whole armor of God so that we will be able to tell the devil no. We will tell him, get thee behind me, Satan. We will put him under our feet in the name of Jesus because we have the authority through your word, oh God. And we speak your word, God. And we see things happening even now, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, there are multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God. And they just need to choose you this day, oh God. They need to just come and say, yes, I need to be saved. I need to be forgiven. And I repent of my sins, oh God. So I thank you, Father, today for the spirit of salvation this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you, Father. We praise your name, oh God. And I pray that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. And I thank you that my Redeemer lives and he reigns forevermore. It's in Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, and I pray that each and every person here will have a wonderful day, and if you have some things that may come into your day, just rejoice in the Lord, because we know that there's joy in our hearts, and God inhabits the praises of his people. So just say a praise, say a prayer, and have faith to believe that all things are possible, and God is taking care of his people. Yes, he is. He's healing, he's delivering, he's setting us free. So I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow. We will see what God has in store for us, and we can see what we will have to encourage one another. And I thank you all for sharing your testimony, Sister Barbara, for praying and seeing your testimony on yesterday. We appreciate that because somebody was blessed by that, and we will continue to give those testimonies so that others can know of the goodness of our Father God. Amen, amen, amen. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.